This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
David acquired a best friend and a worst enemy at the same time. King Saul tirelessly hunted the young king in waiting, while Saul's own son, Jonathan, became a friend who stuck closer than a brother. Jonathan was a friend who called David to faith and obedience when tempted, who listened when David needed to talk, and who acted as a voice of encouragement when David was downhearted. But all the while, Jonathan knew David was destined to replace his father Saul on Israel's throne. Jonathan knew he wouldn't be the one to succeed his father. Yet he not only refused to give way to jealousy, he refused to refrain from serving the king in waiting. Like David, Jonathan was bold, aggressive, and had a heart for God. It's no wonder 1 Samuel 20:42 tells us their hearts were chained together. The friendship between Jonathan and David is one of the strongest man-to-man relationships in the Bible. The bond between them was rooted in their commitment to God. It grew stronger when tested, and it couldn't be broken by circumstances, even the threat of death. Despite both men's relationships with God, they still needed the friendship they shared. God is sufficient, yet He chooses to exercise His sufficiency by using others to speak to us, comfort us, and guide us. In a sense, God revealed Himself to David wrapped in the skin of his friend, Jonathan. Their example provides an important lesson for us. Life's trials require close friends close by.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.